COVID-19 vaccinations for people 70 and older are underway in Maine. That means the state has entered the beginning stages of phase 1B of its vaccination plan. But as Patty White reports, demand is far outstripping supply.
Maine Health began taking appointments for people 70 and older this week. And Chief Health Improvement Officer Dr. Dora Mills says their call center was flooded with requests. On Monday, she says 18,000 people tried to get a slot.
And actually, I understand that there were over 70,000 calls, but they were from about 18,000 people.
Out of those 18,000 people, just 1,800 were able to get through and schedule appointments. That number has since grown to 5,000, and the health system opened its first clinics in Farmington and Brunswick on Tuesday. Other locations will open clinics over the next week or so. Northern Light Health began scheduling appointments at a few locations Monday night. A spokesperson says the health system had fewer than 1,000 slots available this week, and they went quickly. The fact that so many people want to get the COVID-19 vaccine is a good sign, says Maine CDC Director Dr. Nirav Shah. But
it's unfortunate that we don't have the vaccine for every single one of them today.
And for the foreseeable future, the supply of the vaccine to Maine has been relatively flat for the past few weeks at roughly 18,000 doses. During a news briefing Tuesday, Shah said he expects that will continue.
Next week and perhaps even the subsequent weeks, allocations will be largely flat or, if anything, a very small, low single-digit percentage increase.
Shah says that limited supply is the biggest roadblock to getting more clinics up and running. Currently, 19 vaccine locations are listed on a state website in 11 of Maine's counties. In addition to low supply, Shah says setting up clinics is also a massive logistical undertaking, especially for hospitals already stressed by the pandemic.
We have to have a way to first identify who we are talking about. Then we have to have a way to notify those individuals, say 70 and older. And then we've got to have a system to actually vaccinate them.
Scheduling is a major challenge, too, Shah says. Clinics have to ensure they leave time slots open a few weeks into the future so people who get their first shot can get their second one. Still, state officials say Maine will progress into Phase 1B as it continues Phase 1A. Jean Lambrew is the commissioner of the Department of Health and Human Services.
And that strategy of trying to have these overlapping phases is part of the reason why Maine remains highest in New England in terms of the percentage of shots in arms.
According to a Bloomberg COVID-19 vaccine tracker, Maine has administered nearly 60% of its doses. It will take weeks, state officials say, to complete Phase 1A, let alone vaccinate the roughly 193,000 Mainers who are 70 and older. Next will come people age 65 and up, then those with high-risk medical conditions and frontline essential workers. Exactly who falls under the last two categories is still being determined. The Maine CDC also revealed Tuesday that 4,400 doses of the Moderna vaccine ordered last week are being replaced because they exceeded temperature requirements at some point during shipment. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Patty White.